you have what you call shallot onions, which has many little bottoms. Some of them make tops, and they multiply a lot.
What are green onions then?
That's your green onion, your spring onion.
They're the same thing.
And the shallot onion be green too.
Yeah, but when you refer to a green
spring onion,
you think
about the one
shallot
you use in the spring. And then it goes from the spring, dries up, and that's your cured onion.
I see. But now how big do they get?
They can get big bottoms.
I see.
They can get big bottoms.
They could be like the what you see is white onions or yellow onions,
red onions, they have varieties.
I see. When you're getting beans ready to cook, you say, I'm going to some beans.
Pick my beans, snap my beans, shell my beans.
All right. You mentioned bunch beans and pole beans. This is according to how they're grown.
Yes, the height. Some run and some don't.
Would both of these be what you call string beans?
You'd have string beans in the bunch type, and you have them in the pole, which you run up on the pole.
Now, what makes them string beans? What make you call them string beans?
See, they're stringy. You have to, when you go to snap your beans, they have strings to them. And that's the string part of it.
I see. So there might be some bunch beans or some.
There's some bunch beans are a little tough, you know, when they have a string to them.
I see, but they wouldn't necessarily. But when you say green beans, what are they?
Both of them are green.
Yeah, but that wouldn't mean anything to you. It wouldn't designate a particular kind.
Of course, now we do have. I'll take that back. In the snap bean family, we have the wax bean.
Is that green?
It's green, but it's wax colored. It's kind of a yellow.
I see.
They have the three kinds of beans, the pole bean, the wax, the white bean, and the green bean.
I see. Have you ever heard dried beans called leather britches?
No, I haven't heard that. Leather britches.
I ran across that once upon a time. The outside part of an ear of corn are its... The part you pull off.
Shuck.
Right? Corn that's served on a cob is?
Roast ear, we call it.
Okay. The top of a corn stalk is its?
Shock.
Sorry.
Shock, isn't it?
All right. And the little silky thing on the very tippy
silk
top.
It's a corn silk.
All right. Now, is that the part on the top of the corn stalk?
I'm thinking about the blossom part of the top, you know.
Okay. Now, what's
and
the
this on the corner ear of corn is its silk.
Okay, now the part on the top.
Tassel.
Okay. Kinds of melon. Can you name any kinds of melon?
Honeydew melon. Cantaloupe.
You were saying about melons, I'm sorry.
Honeydew melons, watermelon, and of course.
What about
mushmelon.
Are they what about cantaloupes? Are they the same as cantaloupe?
Cantaloupe and mushmelon are kind of akin to themselves.
But they're different.
But they're different melons.
What would be the difference between them and the way they look?
Well, now, the cantaloupe is usually around. You've seen the cantaloupe, haven't you?
Yes.
And the mushmelon is oblong. Of course, now we do have a few cantaloupes kind of come oblong, too, but the mushmelon is oblong with a smooth skin.
I see. Mm-hmm. A different color, maybe?
It's kind of, I call it a kind of a green.
I see.
It's not quite as yellow as the cantaloupe.
On the outside. I see. What about on the inside?
There's a little bit of difference in the color inside, too.
I see. The
mushmelon, the mushmelon has a little a tinge of greenness, a green look to it, but the cantaloupe is really a yellow, orange color.
You may have mentioned this in the melons earlier. There's another kind of melon that's red on the inside.
That's the watermelon.
Are there different varieties of watermelon?
Yes.
Do they call them different things?
They call them, you know, the striped melon. I can't.